tooth implant.
May sound like an unpleasant process, but it's really not bad at all, and these are not only good-looking, but they work great, too.
Thank you for tuning in to the 600 Club, an interfacial spirituality service of Pacifica Radio in God's own Houston, Texas. I welcome all my Christian brothers and sisters, and of course, all the peoples of the lesser faiths and idol worshippers. Speaking of whom, I'm here with my co-host, Rabbi Rabinium, and we'll be on there for the next 30 minutes, bringing the glory to the story and taking your phone calls. Once again, this is Pax Populi on the 600 Club. Praise Jesus.
Be sure to ask about unusual changes in behavior or thoughts of suicide, an increased risk of death or stroke for everyone, children, teens, elderly dementia patients, and young adults. Everyone.
I feel more in control.
High fever, stiff muscles, and confusion, possible life-threatening conditions, uncontrollable muscle movements, extreme high blood sugar, coma or death, decreases in white blood cells, dizziness upon standing, seizures, trouble swallowing, and impaired judgment or motor skills.
Now, I feel better.
Tune in to the 600 Club with me, Pax Populi, and Rabbi Rabinium.
Thank you, Bob. Austin, Texas. Melda, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, Bob.
Yes, Melda.
God bless you. That was such a wonderful testimony we just heard. And I've been through what she has been through, and it really touched my heart to hear it.
Yes.
I've been through the all the phases of the Christian walk, I believe, the honeymoon phase and the dying to the flesh phase and getting more serious and deeper into the Word and the legalistic phase. But I think that she is really on the right track with the... Could you hold on? Frank, honey, could you turn the TV down, please? But I think that holiness is where we need to be in relation to God's word. Frank, is that a porn video? In the name of Jesus, I bind.
Yeah. Well, I think what we're going to do is maybe pick that up off the air. Let's go.
The number to call? This is an interfaith program, so we'd like to hear not only from people of the one true Christian faith, but also the Jews and the Buddhists and the Mohammedanians and the modern spiritual New Age charlatans are welcome to share. Please call.
Implants.
If I remove religion, I don't get this.
The world is filled with pimps and hoes.
I don't get this.
Use my hope.
I don't get this. I don't get this.
No Cadillac, no perms you can't see.
I don't get this. I mean, you know,
you think
society.
The world of hip-hop is devoid of religion?
Well, I don't hear much religion in you a hoe, and I'm a pimp.
Mel in Minot, North Dakota, you called with your own money, didn't you?
I certainly did.
Well, I appreciate that. Sorry to keep you holding so long.
No, I'm just believing God. It's a financial issue that I was going to call about, and to me, it's just stepping out in faith to... You know, just spend the money on the call. It's part of the whole thing. I'm just believing God about it. Steve, I've got to tell you this. I'll make it quick, but there's several of us here, and we were in prayer after that, you know, jerk call.
Yeah.
You know, and before you told that last lady the thing about her healing illness or whatever, I mean, the injury
right.
going off of her and on to the fellow, somebody here, Paul here, had a word of knowledge about that. He has said almost the exact same words you did, that would happen.
Mm.
It's powerful. I mean, the power of God fell when you said it, you know, because it confirmed it. We were just all shaken here.
Mm.
We have been praying about that, you know,
yes.
praying that God would deal with that person. we had a doll. We were sticking pins in it.
No.
The voodoo curse would go on.
Hold on a minute. Talk to him about we don't want a voodoo curse thing here. You back with me now?
All the threats of God.
Yeah, listen. Hey, psst, hey.
Yeah?
Hey. No, we don't want to do voodoo curses. You don't do that.
Oh, but you just said that we...
No, we don't do that.
For him, we were burning those candles.
We don't do that, okay? It's not voodoo. It's not curses. It's sowing and reaping, and sometimes it happens. And, you know, people pray. You know, look, voodoo, it's not of God.
Jesus. This is a popular... along with a Rabbi Rabinium.
What is this we're listening to? What is this?
It's good to have you back on God's airwaves.
I come on the radio, I get hit with all this Gentile propaganda. What's going on here?
Well, Rabbi, you're always one to put the yammer back in the yarmulke.
Let me tell you something about you Christians. You blame us for the Jews for everything.
God bless you. God bless
you. All you people do is blame the Jews.
This is Pax Vopula along with Rabbi Rabinium. Give us a call here. We'll put you on air. It's good to be back with you, Rabbi.
Oh, yeah. Well, I go back to the Jews and the Jesus, and we get blamed for it. Look, if we wanted to kill Jesus, believe you me, we would have crucified him. Right?
You know.
We don't know how to build crosses. What do we know about crosses?
Rabbi, did you know that if you trace the ornithological Hebraic root of the word Jew, it comes from the root of the Hammurabic word janitor?
What the hell are you talking about?
It's janitor. It means janitor, which was a prophesy that you would come and take care of the land of Israel until the Christians returned with the one true God. And hopefully... you will come to see the light and not burn in holy fire. Because it's not water this time. It's holy fire.
Let me tell you something.
Testify.
The Son of God is not Jesus Christ in my book. It's one Jackie Mason. Now that's a Jew.
That's a Jew.
Who's a prophet, believe you me. You listen to Jackie Mason, you learn a lot more than you listen to that Jesus fellow.
Well, we have a call coming in here.
For Vox Populi.
Right.
V as in victory.
Right.
Not box.
Not box.
V-O-X.
Yeah.
P-O-P. Can you hold on a second? My neighbors are... we have kind of thin walls here. You demon spirits of sexual sin, I bind you in my...
Buster, you're going to have to do that a little later.
No, that was Dave.
Charlie. Oh, excuse me, Dave. I mean, Buster, Dave. We'll come back to you in a moment. I don't know what he's doing, but
he's rebuking.
He's rebuking his next-door neighbor.
Program. It's amazing all that goes on Vox Pop.
Yeah. I've had people call us Box Top, and so...
This is Pax Vopula and Rabbi Rabinian bringing glory to the story. And we're joined by a special guest.
Nation.
Here's something you don't see every day.
Nation.
First of all, how does it feel, Christian, to be in the minority? Nation is a Jew. How you like them apples?
Hebrew Israelite tribe of Judah.
You goddamn right.
Son of David, Solomon, and Yahshua.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do you say about that, Christian? Yes.
We're used to being martyrs, sir.
Our people was enslaved. What do you got to say about that?
I'll say it's your own goddamn fault.
Oh, really? Who do you think built the pyramids? The Carpenters Union? Who do you think built those?
Where you think we at now, baby? Babylon. No,
exactly.
There are no unions in the Bible, sir. Do not blaspheme on this show. Line one, you're on the air.
Nation.
Line one, you're on the air.
Will you kick these people a little knowledge about our faith?
Line one, you're on the air.
I don't want to scare anybody.
Do you keep kosher? God, do you keep
so
kosher?
Relieved. Yeah, I so keep relieved. It kosher.
You keep it kosher? You kick it kosher?
Line Beautiful. One, you're going to have to talk a little louder.
Line one, you're on the Judaism hour. How are you?
I'm so relieved. I'm so happy. I'm so thankful. I saw Jesus. He was my bank teller today at Bank of America. Do you know he has a day job?
He's a money collector? Did you turn his table over?
Yeah, he's working a teller. Apparently, Salvation doesn't pay too well. I don't know. I didn't ask about his situation, but I was pretty relieved.
See, you know, we've had Jesus. Halo. I told you Jesus is a Jew. He's working in finance.
He's not much of a Jew because we had Jesus on this very program, and he said he does not get a penny of royalties from that book.
They came out with SOPA. They were trying to get take all the money out of the Bible. They weren't paying any royalties back. Hopefully with SOPA, they'll get this act straightened out.
What's this SOPA talk? What is this?
Don't drop it in the shower.
What the hell, SOPA? The hell is it? What kind of radio show is this? We're talking about SOPA. What is this? Is this pornography? I've never heard of a SOPA. The last SOPA I had, I got a hernia.
I have a
Luke Skywalker was talking to Jesus. They'll have it figured out soon.
I had two SOPAs at once. I didn't walk right for a week. Who is this guy?
What's your name, sir, on the telephone? You're with Pax Populi and Rabbi Rabinium? Joined by Nation?
What's the number here?
And I'm very happy to be saved.
By the way, what bank was Jesus is telling at? I hope it wasn't Bank of America. I haven't parked my money in there in years. Where was this bank?
Bank of Babylon.
Not only
was
it Bank of America, but he was actually like doing the whole institutionalization. He had on Uncle Sam's suit and one of those top hats that had fireworks.
Well, let me ask you this.
Red, white, and blue.
Did you have the decency to crucify him again?
I wasn't that fast. Do you know he has superpowers?
Yeah, he does.
I thought that book was fiction, but he has superpowers.
If he had superpowers, he wouldn't have gotten crucified in the first place.
That's why we're starting to question this, because he had superpowers. He was pretty fast. I tried to catch him. This guy can move. I thought he was playing for the Texans.
But... you know, some say it's almost like he's not there.
Are you sure it wasn't Tim Tebow? You didn't see Tim Tebow, did you?
Woe no, to the inhabitants of
our a level of excellence that existed where Tim Tebow was certainly not. So that was pretty clear.
Well, the new Tim Tebow thing is you just roll around on the ground for a whole game.
That's right. And let me tell you something about
fumbling for the Lord.
Let me tell you something about that Gentile. I lost $100 on him.
Oh no, we got another call coming in.
Let's talk to Melba. Hi, Melba, are you there?
Yes, sir.
You're on the air. Very quickly, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Well, I enjoy Vox Populi. It's a wonderful program.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're talking about communism. I wanted to ask about, don't you think that very often we don't make the proper distinction between Marx and Lenin? I don't think they taught exactly the same thing or used exactly the same methods. Now, whereas Marx used more of a humorous approach, I believe Lenin brought in the spiritual and the philosophy. You know, he said, imagine all the people living life in peace. What do you think about that?
John, I'll let you answer that.
I missed a few of the words. The lady said that she believed Marx...
Marx used more of a humorous approach.
Humorous approach?
Yes, he said, I would never join a club that would have me as a member. Whereas
well, there was a little bit of humor, but, I'll tell you, you read Marx on the Jews, you read Marx, he was just downright vicious at times.
Did Marx write books?
Yeah.
I was talking about Groucho Marx.
No. We're talking...
Oh.
Forgive me. I'm sorry.
Okay. We'll cut that out as it goes off the air there. John, I'm sorry about that. I thought she understood who we were talking about.
Right.
So. I'm sure that she was right. Groucho Marx or whatever his name was, I'm sure he was very humorous. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Bill.
These people that call and have nothing better to do than to shout obscenities or mock and make fun and pretend that they're speaking in some sort of another tongue and so on and so forth. Bear in mind, these are the same people that go into local businesses, restaurants and things, and carry Crayolas in their pocket and mark on bathroom walls. These are people that lack something upstairs. And as one man put it, they're one taco short of a combination plate.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. And this is Pax Populi and Rabbi Rabinium, joined by Nation. taking your phone calls, bringing the glory to the story.
I love this guy.
You love a Christian. What, are you crazy?
Why not?
Believe you me, there's other people to love besides Christians. Find yourself a nice Jewish girl, you'll never go back. Believe you me. I found 5 of them just last week.
Did you get them?
Oh, yeah. You know that.
Did you know?
I might be a rabbi, but you know, we're allowed to marry.
More than one.
Yeah, that's right.
That's beautiful.
Matter of fact, next week I'm going to be a Mormon. I'll really up my wife.
Hold up, dear.
Line 1. You're on the air with Vox Populi Nation and Rabbi Rabinium.
Hey, am I on the air?
You're on the air.
Oh, okay. You don't have a screen call or anything like that?
We have screen calls.
The Lord screens our calls.
Okay, well, I'm glad that the Lord screened my call. I've got a question for you. I used to live in Houston, and I'm back down here just for some business. And
back to heaven?
Oh, yeah, I live in Denver now.
The land of the Satan.
So I've got a question for you. I'd like for you all to kind of educate people, like on the Council of Nicaea and maybe the Council of Trent, maybe, or something.
325 A.D.
There's only one council, and that's the Council of Hellfire.
I want to hear what Nation says about this council. What is this council? I've never heard this council. Yeah. Is it like the city council in Brooklyn?
I didn't read about no nice in no Bible.
All right, what's this council, Nation?
325 A.D., the Nicene Council, which was modern-day Turkey, the Pope at the time, him and all the great popes and all the great bishops, they came together and said, you know, the Christians and the so-called pagans were warned, basically. And he said, look, instead of me killing them all off, what we gonna do is create something. And we gonna combine religions. And that's how the New Age Christianity, which is called the New Way, have came about.
That was the emperor, I believe, was the same guy in The Matrix, right?
Constantine.
Yeah, the same guy in The Matrix.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Keanu Reeves was the Roman Empire.
Wipe out.
The same guy in The Matrix, when they threw all the good books out, the guy with the good porn in them, and just put all this washed up, kind of glossing over stuff. And, yeah, that's it. Kicked all the women out.
I'd like to teach people a little something about, see, at the time they didn't think that Jesus was as divine as he was, and they decided to make him divine. I don't understand what a rabbit has to do with Easter.
Because Jesus is not divine, he's delicious.
Alice in Wonderland, baby, watch it.
Delicious, like a chocolate bunny.
Exactly. No, I've watched it. I've synced it up with Dark Side of the Moon. I've watched it.
I don't know what this Dark Side of the Moon is.
It's Dorothy. Dorothy was a friend of my Virgin Mary.
You seen Immortals, right? Release the Titans. The Titans are here now.
Just is there anything like Fiddler on the Roof?
You got to remember, man, I'm a mile high usually, and then up in Denver.
So what you're saying is you're high, is what you're saying. It's code.
High as a kite, right?
You're speaking of marijuana and drugs, aren't you?
Get some oxygen in your brain.
I am.
Big brother, go come get him, huh?
Hey, let me tell you something. I don't need to speak in code, man. I'm a Denver resident. I have property in Houston, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm talking about being a mile high, but I'm just trying to tell you, you know, people need to free their minds, you know?
Exactly. The whole world is enslaved right now, but it's somebody from the come to free the slaves, man. Just watch.
I hope it's
coming real soon. I'm talking about like a blink of an eye. It's going to be spooky, too.
When you are truly saved, you will do as you are told with joy in your heart.
With joy in your heart.
And I got one more question for y'all.
Yes,
it's about 2012.
2012 marks the year of the golden age. That's
like
all it is.
Like the dawning of Aquarius, huh?
Yeah, the dawn of Aquarius, baby. See what's going to happen.
Right.
See, the earth is going through birth pains, giving birth to a new era.
A new golden calf? A new golden calf.
I'm touched.
In the world.
That's beautiful, man. I love that.
Fire for all of you. Fire.
Ooh, you scaring me right now.
Well, that's the point. Why do you think we invented this crap?
Well, let me tell you something. I think people, the ones that are afraid, they're afraid of the status quo being mixed up. And the people that are tired of the status quo, they want a new change. They want 2012 to come. They want that Aquarius.
Mm. Gotta watch out for that.
That's just what I'm saying.
Gotta watch out
for the new ages and the Hispanics.
That's it. The Catholics.
The Catholics. Oh, the Pope is shaking in his boots right now. Pope Benedict Ratzinger.
Yeah, well, you know, they say he's a cat lover, you know.
Mm.
This is an interfaith program, so in addition to Christians, we'd also like to hear from the false religions and idol worshipers.
False religions.
As well as, so praise Jesus and God.
Y'all take it easy, take it tight.
Bless.
All right. God bless you.
I don't know about this 2012 crap. I've heard of it. Yeah. I don't know. Mm. All I know is it better not affect my vacation plans to Florida this year. That's all I care about. If I make it to Miami, God willing, I'll be a happy man.
Are you going to have all your wives with you?
Oh, yeah, half of them.
Half of them.
Who's going to take care of my house while I'm in Florida? The hell you got multiple wives for? You don't bring them all with you at once.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give them a break,
You got to farm them out. I got one doing my yard. I got one doing my kitchen.
You got one doing your yard.
I got one doing me. Man, hell. I'm only one man.
One king,
I
huh?
got a hey.
Hold up, King Solomon. Jesus
hey, I can only swing at one pitch at a time. What can I tell you?
Hold up, Hugh Hefner.
Give us a call and we'll talk.
This is Pop Fox Bilal with the 600 Club, and I'm here with Rabbi Rabinium and Nation. Give us a call. Testify. Turn state's evidence.
Also,
for the Lord.
This is not Pat Robeson's 700 Club. This is 600
Club. 666 Club. Right up. Counting away to 2012.
Mm.
It's the end of the world. It's always right around the corner.
Always right around the corner. It's the end of the world as we know it.
That's right. You'll never be free until you do what you're told.
Mm, that's spooky, ain't it?
That is. we have another call coming in. Let's see what that is.
Have Dave. Dave, you're on.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. How you doing?
Eric, listen, I'm really shaking here.
Why?
About an hour ago, older woman called. Did that woman say her name was Melba?
Yeah.
I'm really shaken because that was my mother. Now
there was?
And
come on now.
That was my mother.
That was your mother?
Yes, and half an hour before that call occurred, we got a phone call from Alabama saying she was on that Amtrak train. My mother is dead. But she loved, her whole life, she loved to call talk radio shows.
Oh, I see. Oh, Dave?
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me that your mother was on the Amtrak train this morning, and you're telling me that she's dead, which is not very funny, people that died on the Amtrak train this morning.
It is not funny at all.
And then she called me an hour ago.
Listen, a half hour before you got that call, we got a call here from Alabama saying that Melba Jackson was one of the deceased on that train.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm really shaken. And I was at the office, I've just gotten back here, but my wife is here and heard that call and said, my God, that's my mother-in-law. And you know, a year ago, a friend of mine was reading a book called Phone Calls from the Dead, and I laughed. I scoffed. And now I'm shaking, Eric. I'm
okay.
Shaking.
Well, you know, you never know who's going to call. So keep listening, Dave. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you never know who's going to call. You never know who's going to call 713-5. Well, we're almost reaching the end of the show. I want to thank my co-host, the Rabbi.
Thank you very much.
Nation.
I appreciate you.
Are you going to be appearing anywhere soon?
I'm going to appear to the world. I'm Dracula in the flesh. Just wait.
Seems like I've seen you around here before.
Yeah, it's been some years. I was on vacation, but I'm back. I really appreciate y'all for having me tonight. Mm-hmm. This is beautiful.
This is it. Well, it's not often we get to do a Christian show on this radio station with a secular, humanist, satanic radio station full of homosexuals and Jews.
What's up next?
So thank you, Lord. Who knows? I think it's a sweet nightmare. Speaking of satanic.
Is that anything like Lawrence Welk?
Very much like Lawrence Welk. Lawrence Welk with that thing stuck up his...
And to do things. In the eyes of the people now, Jesus looked like a failure. He had talked a good talk. Had done things no other man had ever done. But now folk was beginning to wonder. They began to say maybe it was just a 3-year show. Some were saying, well, it was good while it lasted. Others said, what a day this was. No doubt the radio personalities were talking, and the TV people were trying to say, trying to get this eclipse thing together. And they said our calendars didn't show an eclipse. And the way things look on the chart, it wasn't an eclipse. But we can't explain, the phones are jammed up. We don't know what happened, but we know something happened. We know the sun was shining, and then the next thing you know, it went out. We can't explain what happened. Somebody's calling up wanting to know what's going on. Can you say, yeah, I can imagine on that Wednesday night, because that's when he died. He died on Wednesday. Can you say amen? On Wednesday, everything looked beautiful. On Wednesday, everything looked bleak. But thank God Sunday was on the way. Can you say yeah? Somebody's looking pitiful right now. But I want you to know things ain't gonna be this way always. Can you say yeah? I can imagine the newspapers carry the story. Headline news, King of the Jews dead. Jesus of Nazareth dead. Miracle worker couldn't pull off another miracle. Come on, you know I'm talking, right? He helped others, but he couldn't help himself. A last-ditch effort to save himself. He took a big breath, but he gave it up. Somebody ought to say, yeah. In today's news, do you know that all of the major networks would have this on? CNN would be there, like they are down in Waco. You know what I'm talking about. They're waiting on something to happen. And they got all the reporters around the Calvary Hill. And they all are asking people what happened. And people began to tell their story. They would get eyewitness interviews. You know they're going to talk to the folk that was there when the sun went out. What were you doing when the sun went out? Somebody started printing T-shirts. I was there when the sun went out.
That was Bible Launcher. You've been listening to the one true Christian call-in radio, Jew-powered testosterone-monial with Nation. Glenn Urbach was Rabbi Rabinium. Pox Vopuli was Scooter. This has been the Innerside Radio Program. Every single Innerside Radio Program is archived. Simply Google The Innerside. Prank calls to Christian radio tards were pranked by Brother Russell. Thank you, Skidmark Bob from Pop Defect Radio. And a shout out to Matt Sanzala, Melissa and the family. We miss y'all. Wendy sends a love. Matt is on Chaos Radio from the Republic of Austin, Texas, keeping it weird. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.
Now it's disease, through exit my bed. Trying to stop these demons that keep dancing in my head. Down with disease, and I'm up before the dawn. A thousand barefoot children outside, dancing on my lawn. Dancing on my lawn, and I keep waiting for the time when I can finally say, this has all been wonderful. It's time to leave it all behind. Try to find a way to do something I can say to me.